Jesus again, I just welcome your gospel service this evening. I know that the Lord is blessed for coming along. Now, last week, there was a hymn sung here that Brother Ron gave out, and just summarizes what I am, what I would like to do. And it says in the verse, if I could only tell him or you how I know him, I am sure that you would make him yours today. Now we're going to look at some scriptures. Before we do that, the first glance in the gospel service, you know, it's a long time since I look back to the year when I accepted Christ as my Savior. And I think it must be about 73 years. And I look back and I can see how good he's been to me, to the family, and to everybody I know who are in Christ. And I would just like to try this evening and lift three stories out of the Bible concerning three different people. Now we're going to read the Lord's Word first, and it's found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. That's chapter 4 in the Philippians and verse 19. We'll read the whole verse, but it's just part of it that's been on my mind, especially today. Because yesterday, early this morning, I was thinking about something else, and then I found out I did that in sermon way back in October. So I had to have a look and see what the Lord would have me see this evening. So verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And the little part I want to take out of there is, but my God shall supply all your need. Now, the three passages I'd like to take out, and you can turn to them as you go along if you wish. But the first one is found in Luke, I think it is. It's about the woman at the well. And it's in John chapter 4. And it's verse 5. And it's verse, and it goes on to verse 42. But I'm not going to read all that verse, all these verses. Just one verse I want to say. It says in verse 4, he must needs go through Samaria. And then it goes on to say, he was wearied with his journey. The one who made the heavens and the earth and all things that were in just 6 days. Here we find him, here on earth, wearied by his journey. And he sat down by a well. And this is the reason he had to go by Samaria. Because of the woman that day came to the well. A woman, Mary. And the Lord said to her, give me to drink. And she just stated in her own words, there's nothing to draw water with. And the story goes on. And the Lord speaks to her about that inward well that springs up like a living stream. And he says to her, if you had known who had asked you for water, you would ask him to give you the living water. And he could see she wanted this living water. And then he says, go, bring my husband. And then the Lord knows everything about us. There's nothing hidden from his eyes. And the woman can say, I have no husband. And the Lord can say, thou sayest truthfully. And then it went on in the discussion. And she said, why is it the Jews should ask the Samaritan and the other one? We don't go on together. How true that is in the world today. We can't go on with one another. But anyway, the story goes on. And at the end of that story, that lady, that woman that came to the well, left the water pot, went back to the village, and she could say, come, see a man. Now that touches my heart, a man. God, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And I believe her need was met that day. Because all the village came to see this man. The man, Christ Jesus. And I know the story goes on, but I'd like to leave it there and just say that was one person in the Bible, and there's many more we can read about, whose need was met. And then we come to another one. And it's a Mark this time. And it's about a woman who has been ill for 12 long years. It's in Mark chapter 5, and it goes from verse 25 to 34. And this message keeps running through my mind as I read at the beginning. God shall supply all your needs. And we'll read about this woman. And the Buddha in the passage, it says she has suffered a great deal. And she's under the care of many physicians and doctors and nurses or whatever it is these days to have. And she spent everything she had to try and cure her ailments. You know, that reminds me, just like we are today. People would do anything to get to heaven. But the most thing they have to do, they don't want to do. And all they have to do is let Christ as a Savior. They don't have to spend their money, they don't have to spend their fortune. It's free. But this woman, anyway, has spent all that she had to try and get rid of this pain. And one day, the Lord was coming along. And she thought to herself, you know, if I get inside this crowd, and if I can just get near to Jesus, and just touch the hem of his garment. I'll be cured. And that she did. And read that the minute she touched, disease went. And the Lord turned around and said to his disciples, "Who touched me?" And of course, the disciples were a bit taken aback because when the crowd was about, they really didn't know what to say to the Lord. But the Lord knew that somebody had touched him because such had went out of his body. And that woman, seeing the predicament she was in, fell on her knees and confessed that the Son touched the hem of his garment. The hemorrhagist writes, she only touched the hem of his garment, and immediately she was made whole. And the Lord could say to her, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." She has already been cured. Her faith has been made whole. Once again, that's another one. Stand beneath. And God was able to supply the need that that lady had. And this evening, it doesn't matter what you have or what you need, God is able to supply all that you want. He's able to save your soul, make the trip for heaven. All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that He came into this world, born in a manger, to transfer the steam. Nothing but good. These two stories were went through. That red book, I hope you took a note in your mind of the verses and chapters they're in. Because there's lovely stories to read about what God can do. And this evening, I just plead with you that, you know, you might take these stories to your mind, apply them, and just think on these things that in this wonderful book of ours that's full of wonderful things that the Lord did. Now the last one I'm going to speak about is found in 2 Kings chapter 5 is 2 Kings, and it says, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man, with his master and honourable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor." But he was always a but. He was a leper. And a leper in the Bible speaks about sin. Yet we can go down this story, we can take out verses, but I'd just like to just go through it bit by bit and try and pick out things that happened to this man who was a leper. And it says he had brought back a captive maid, a maid that he had cut when he was on one of his, what did he say? War adventures. He captured this maid and he brought the maid back and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she was there in that palace of seven staying, right? And she said to the mistress one day, "Wait to God, my Lord, with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy." And somebody must have overheard that discussion, because it says, "One went in and told the Lord, saying thus and thus, and said, 'The maid is of the land of Israel.'" And then the king of Syria got to know about it. He said, "Go, and I will send a letter to the king." And when the king received that letter, he was worried, because he couldn't cure anybody of leprosy. He went to the wrong person. And that's something that happens with us today. We go to the wrong person. We go to somebody in different religions. We go and confess sins. Only one person can forgive sins, and that's God Himself, through Christ Jesus, and through His sacrificial work on Calvary. Anyways, we go down the story. I think it's a funny universal message, but you know, sometimes I like stories. And you like to read these stories in the Bible. And it's just good to go through them. Anyway, the king couldn't do anything for them. So what happened? Elijah heard about this. And he was a man of God. And he heard the king address his cause. And he said to the king, saying, "Wherefore has thou rent thy clothes? Let him come and see me, and you know there's a prophet in Israel." And Naaman came with his horses and chariots and his gifts, everything, to buy himself a cure. And he thought, it was Naaman thought, that the prophet would come out and possibly wave his hand and touch him and say, "Feel out clean, go home." He sent a servant and he told him to go and wash seven times in Jordan. And Naaman was a bit wroth at this, because he said, "All the area of his better brothers better watch than the Jordan." So he decided he was going to go back and forget about this visit. But then his servants persuaded him to go to the River Jordan. And we're here this evening to tell you to go to Christ, to confess your sin. And we know that He will make you whole. He will supply all your need. Not what you need, but just supply your need. It's what you require. Then I could just imagine, as we went through the story, how he went down to that river. And he went down once and came out. Nothing. Nothing. Still the same way as he went in. Second thing. Same thing. Third thing. Same thing happened. Up he comes. Still a leper. Personally, I think I would have gave up. But his servants persuaded him he went down the seventh depth, and he came up whole. Well, then he returned unto the prophet to give him a gift for what he had done. And of course, the prophet hadn't really done anything. He had just told him what the Lord had told him to tell Samuel, that to go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and he would come up a perfect man, no leprosy. And once again, we wonder at the mercy of God. There's actually many, many more stories in the Bible where God, through Jesus Christ, His Son, has met the need of many people. That the greatest need that we need met is our sin. For in God's word that says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. And when you look down through the ages, and you look at this wonderful book we have, way back in time, even before God made Adam, before He made the world, and put everything into place, God had this great plan of salvation prepared. God knew that Adam would fail. And all from Adam, all have sinned and come short of God's glory. And God sent His Son. Something I don't know by the scripture of His ways, but it says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. But we also read it says, here am I, send me. And God sent His Son into this world. And His Son came knowing what would happen to Him. From the day He was born to the day was approximately 33 years. Inside that time, everything that happened to Christ, our Saviour, He knew about. He still went all the way to Christ. And there, He suffered, and He bled, and He died. I'm glad to tell you this evening, the one who died, and the one who was buried, the third day that same one arose, and he now sits in God's right hand, a prince and a saviour. You could say, come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest unto your soul, to the rest to your body. And one thing it is, your sins are forgiven, you're on your way to heaven, as long as you accept Christ as a Saviour and confess Him as Lord and Master. And that's me finishing my little story. And it's just these three people that just came up to be in my mind. The woman by the well, the woman that had a disease for 12 years, and Nathan. For all that he was, a mighty man of God, he was a leper. As I said, let me say in the Bible, speaks about sin. And we have all sinned and come short of God's glory. And no more seats in the hall this evening. I don't know how you all stand before God. But one thing I would say, came in the door, if you came on the stage, and you don't accept Christ as your Saviour, and you go out that door, you go out rejecting Christ's Son, Christ, God's Son. And I think personally, after all the years that the Lord's looked after me, it's a dangerous thing to do. Because it says in the Bible, boast not thyself of tomorrow. And there's an old saying, tomorrow never comes, but it does. So anyway, I just ask that we close in prayer now, and just pray that God may speak to you through these few simple words concerning your need to be saved. And Father, we come into thy presence once more, and we thank you for the one who could supply all our need. The one who could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. We pray for each heart that's bowed in thy presence. And we thank thee for each one of them. Now notice the condition of each heart. And we just pray that they will speak to each one of us concerning thy Son and what he has accomplished for us at the place called Calvary. Salvation is free. Nothing more to be paid. Done is the work that saves once and forever done. And once again, our Father, we pray at this time for those who have made a sight, and we just ask that they will draw near and bless them. Pray for those on holiday, in the garden, and we ask all this in his wonderful name. Amen.